What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 2 of the Flower Power Podcast. This one's going to be kind of fun. So this past weekend was the Pleasanton Highland Games out in Pleasanton, California. And after day 2, I invited a bunch of the pros up to my room to record a podcast. It starts off with myself, Jamie Gunn, and Aaron Castle. And after a while, I think we had 15 people in my room. Partly my fault. I mean, I guess it's entirely my fault. It's my podcast. But I invited a bunch of people up thinking, you know, it'd be really cool to have all these guys up talking Highland Games. And it was, but I didn't realize how hard it is to kind of wrangle 15 people into one conversation. So I did end up editing out probably 30 minutes of this episode just because you can't really hear what's going on being talked about because there's 7 different conversations happening. And there's going to be some points in this episode that made it in that still seem a little chaotic, and I apologize for that. But it's still pretty fun listening to some of the after-hours conversations of the Highland Games. So I hope you enjoy this episode. This is going to be a 2-part episode. This episode ends rather abruptly because a bunch of the guys just decided, hey, we're going to go down and get beers at the bar now. So Colin Dunbar and Danny Autry decided to stick around, and we probably recorded another hour of a podcast. So that's going to be part 2. That's a little tease for part 2 that'll probably come out next week. But I hope you enjoy Pleasanton After Hours. Thanks for listening. Okay, let's get going.
And scene.
So who we got here?
That's Kyle Randles from Scotland.
Yeah, Kyle Randles from Scotland.
I only drink cider.
Oh, yeah.
I only drink cider.
So we got Jamie Gunn, Scotland.
Hello.
How was your first experience at Pleasanton?
Wasn't actually as bad as I thought. I mean,
You didn't like the dirt for the cavers.
No,
a lot of complaints. I heard a lot of complaints.
Running on sand is not my forte.
Yeah, I get that.
It is a little, you know, it is a weird.
Every time I tried to go faster, my feet slipped.
It was actually hilarious because it looked like you were doing butt kicks after that.
That's what I mean. I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, you were running so much faster than anybody else with the caber. But it didn't help you.
It didn't help at all. It may have looked like I was running faster, but I was running in slow motion.
But in Scotland, I saw you turn a lot of cabers.
That's what I mean.
Running fast as hell, so.
I'm not going to lie. Every time you took a pull, your dad looked so disappointed.
I looked so disappointed, too. I went to pull it and looked at it. I went, no,
that's not the first thing I did. I'd watch you pull, and I'd look back at him like, all right, is he judging? Oh, he's judging him so hard.
That's a lot to live up to. That's a lot to live up to. That's high standards.
The only thing he said, he's like, yeah, it's not great to throw here, is it? I was like, no.
Castle, what about you? Have you done these games before?
I did last year.
Last year. Okay.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah. They treat you good here.
They do. This is one of my favorite games.
The weights are really good. The hammers are pretty solid. The stones are tough, but we all have to throw the same rock at the end of the day. That Braemar stone.
That Braemar stone is rough.
John, if he would have just stayed in the stupid trig.
He was putting out there, dude.
He had at least a 44. I don't know. It was
what
far.
Did he end up putting?
43. He was like two inches off a Berger Lambrecht's record.
If you think it's whose? Peter Goodmanson's record? So you're
Berger, it was at Berger Lambrecht's.
Was it Burgers?
Yeah, it was Burgers,
Ah, okay. Well, there's still an Olympic putter.
And our open stone, too, is also pretty, it's almost
18. Like, it's got a good shape to it.
It's a deceptively hard stone.
But, yeah, I mean, it's fine when you're putting over.
It's one of those, like, you put it in your neck, and you're like, oh, this is going to go really far. Yeah. And then it leaves your hand, and it just doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
It just drops out of the sky.
Especially, like, for me being a rotational and holding it back on the side more, it feels good, but then it just doesn't go. So, yeah.
See, for a glider, like, I found it kind of hard to tuck where I like it, but I was able. My second throw, I was able to. My first throw went, like, 49 feet because I tried to, like, tuck it like a rotational because I couldn't during warm-ups.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I kind of found it on my second throw and was actually able to make it.
Did you win? Did you win open?
No.
No. You did pass John at one point, though.
Yeah, no, he got me on his last throw. He got me by... No, it was like 4 inches.
No, it was 4 inches.
But,
it was a ding-dong battle.
It was. It was a ding-dong battle.
Brothers.
What up, dude?
Hello. Anybody's in here?
No.
Oh, I thought they said it was 1/4 inch. I was like, oh,
No, he got me like 4. I did have, like, I threw after him. I had a chance to get it. Did I? Oh yeah, I did.
I don't remember. Yeah, yeah.
I had a chance.
Yeah.
I had a chance to get him, and I completely fucked that up. I think that last throw went like 51 feet. And I was just like,
But one both weights. So
one both weights.
Yeah.
That the heavyweight surprised the shit out of me.
That was good. You had 2 over 47. Yeah. They look really nice.
Not gonna lie, that surprised the shit out of me. Like this whole ever since Worlds, I've been practicing pretty much only lightweight.
Yeah,
because I've been wanting to break that goddamn world record.
Do you think if we would have thrown lightweight the first day, you would have thrown a little further or
hard to say.
It just looked like you kind of ran out of steam at the end.
Yeah, I was feeling it by lightweight for sure.
Yeah.
But no, I mean hard to say. But heavyweight felt fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean I had one warm up throw that I swear to God I might have gone 50 feet.
Yeah,
I believe it. It was pretty far, like,
I believe it. Your weights look really good. I mean, 92 and 91, and you can see there's more there, but yeah, it's hard to do it at the end of the long weekend.
Yeah,
exactly. On the second day, it's massive still.
Yeah, I was. It was hard for me to be like excited about because like actually that's the furthest I've thrown on grass.
Yeah,
my 94 was at Eamon Claw, so that's the furthest I've thrown on grass.
What did you throw at? What did you throw at San Diego?
91.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean I've broken 90 at. Since San Diego, I've broken 90 at every games I've gone to.
Yeah.
Right. Except for that shit meet in Montreal.
The day after Worlds?
No, that was rough. Yeah. I still feel like 89.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Then you and John both were like 30-something in the heavyweight.
Oh, dude, it was so bad. So, like, we started off the day and stones were rough. Like, I could not get moving whatsoever. We got to heavyweight. And my first throw was like 32 feet. And I was like, all right. I actually have to, I'm going to have to try because that's embarrassing.
You're just down by 15 feet.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Nothing, not too bad.
And then, like, my last throw.
Solid
like,
A throw, though.
Is it now?
Not actually, not that.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay A throw.
It's a
you belong in the
A's.
You belong in
great
the
B throw. Great B
throw. Crush the B class.
Yeah.
But no, like, my last throw. I put everything I had into it, and I was like, okay, it's at least 42, 43. And he reads off, like, 36, and I just, I was ready to hang myself right there on the field. I was like, oh, God, I forgot how to do this. I turned 45 or 46 feet yesterday. What is going on?
It's like, you know, being in Scotland, trying to do a bunch of games in a row.
Dude, it's hard. Completely I don't know how the hell you do it.
Well, I've done, I don't know how I do it either.
Fuck.
I've done 26, 27 games
this year.
This year, yeah. How many games are full games for you? Like, how many are just like five events and?
Two or three.
And then just like smaller.
It's more amateur. Amateur games do 5 events, so they're all the light events.
Yeah. Usually, it's just like you're doing either 8 events or like 7.
Yeah.
From what I've experienced.
Depends if the games have a heavyweight for distance or not. Yeah.
It's a lot of it's like, oh, we don't have lightweight for distance, or we're not going to do heavyweight for distance.
Yeah.
But it's and no sheaf. You're bringing sheaf to Scotland.
Yeah.
You're actually the Scottish sheaf champion.
Yeah,
almost cleared 30.
After yesterday,
cleared 30 today.
I know what I didn't even
How you do that? Letting go with your left hand while it's still at the bottom. I have no idea.
Yeah, your technique looked terrible, but you threw a lot better than me. So
I
don't
know
if I can criticize you.
There's a lot of home on the farm.
Yeah.
I really appreciate.
I've always got like a 2/4 pain.
How much does being a farmer help with being a Highland gamer? Is it a direct like benefit?
I mean, you could say yes.
I know two farmers that do Highland games. I know Peter Boma and you, and you're both really freaking good. So
I mean,
it's 100% of farmers.
Well,
really
I think he's a dairy guy. What do you got?
No, I'm beef.
Beef.
Yeah.
He does dairy. You do beef.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, there's a fair bit. I mean, you're pulling cows like on haulers and crates. And
we talking Highland cattle?
No.
You're fool.
Holstein
heifer.
You gotta have like some special like license to have Highland cows or something.
Not really. They just don't pay well.
Really?
Well, they don't.
All the stuff. I mean,
for beef, they don't have a lot. Yeah. They don't.
I mean,
you could probably make a killing like selling pictures with tourists.
You probably could, but we don't get much tourists.
Just haul like two or three. Well, you gotta haul them down to, like, Inverness.
Yeah, I know. No.
They can do some weird stuff after hours with them too. Probably.
They probably do, yes.
How would you know, Danny?
No. I don't know. I heard these things.
By the way, Danny just showed up at the room and didn't announce himself, just started talking.
Sorry. Yep, this is Danny Autry.
And he's leaving now. Bye.
Oh. I'm taking your fucking Sour Patch Kids.
Would you like a beer?
I got one. Good. Thank you.
No, it's hard. Even like we go calving cows from February we start until July, August time. Even that, you don't know if a cow is fucking wild or not until you go in the paper. You go and try and grab a calf, and if it looks at you bad, you're jumping straight back over that paper. That sort of thing. I mean. It probably does have a part to play, but a lot of part is strength training too.
Yeah.
You know? Which I probably need a little more of. Too.
You're moving fast, at least.
I think every 100 pounds on your squat is basically like an inch in height. So yeah. If you could just get up to like a 750 squat.
I might make up for that.
Might make 6 feet tall.
Being 4'11".
I don't even know what I squat. I've squatted about 250 kilo, but I don't know what that is.
That's not bad. 551?
Yeah.
550, yeah. That's pretty solid.
It's good. That's a good squat.
That was a one-off. I had a guy training me. He's like, oh, let's go and see how much you can squat. I was like, yeah, no, it's a bit too close to the season. I don't know.
Are your weights nicer than Vlad's?
Well,
looks like he's training for war with somebody in like the 80s.
He's training for a zombie apocalypse.
He's training during the zombie apocalypse.
Oh my
god.
During the zombie apocalypse.
I mean, Vlad, if you're listening, this year it's gone a lot better, but it could be better.
I like that.
By the way, you could be doing better.
Turns out Vlad's the only one listening.
I like that basement video with the flip flops on.
It's so good. That's what I'm talking about. I love Vlad's training videos.
That's real strength right there. Yeah. You can do it in flip flops.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Squatting in flip flops. You're like, what the hell is going on here?
I see that all the time. Our gym owner, Brando, he'll just come in and flip flops and just start squatting or benching or whatever he's doing. He's a strong man.
That's what true strength is.
Like, dude, I gotta have my squat shoes and my knee wraps and like everything to be able to get through a workout.
Knee sleeves, but barefoot for me.
See,
but sandals, no.
Yeah.
Barefoot, yes. Sandals, no.
I can't do barefoot anymore.
Yeah.
Because my arch collapsed on me with 600 pounds on my back.
That's not good.
Yeah,
I don't even know what a collapsed arch would feel like. I don't.
I just felt like I broke my foot.
I mean, I've squatted half foot squats, but like 770 for reps and barefoot, and it's like it's pretty normal. But I gotta have my knees wrapped though, because I'm 38 years old. You have to
get old now.
So what? You got 2 years in the pro class, and you're going masters?
Nah, maybe we'll see. I'll do the pros until they stop inviting me to the pros.
I like that strategy.
I like
that. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just keep coming until they say, you know, you should do masters. We'd love to have you as a master. When you know they're gonna let me down gently. Hey, we'd love to have you as a master's throw. It's like, okay, so I don't get an invite. Thanks.
When you're from Alaska, you got to do what you can to get some travel money.
Dude, totally. That's exactly why I do this.
Yeah.
So do a lot of games pay for flights for masters or no?
There's some games right now they're trying to dabble with like a pro masters class, but maybe three this year, maybe.
Yeah, and I don't know if the money is enough to really. I think you're still gonna be in the hole for the trip.
You will.
I mean, at this point we're struggling to get travel money. For
solid pro
a lot
class,
of pro
yeah,
games
like
too.
Around
yeah.
the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one's great. Enumclaw's great.
Yeah.
This game is amazing.
What other games is really giving out the money for that?
Victoria does really well.
Oh, they do. You're right. How about Grandfather Mountain do okay?
I've been invited to Grandfather Mountain once. Granted, it was right after COVID, so I don't know if that had an effect.
Alaska pays well.
I'm being honest. The travel money was not great.
No, okay.
Yeah, so Alaska, you're good if you're over there, but if you're traveling across the country.
Yeah, I told him, like, I just couldn't make it work.
Alaska traditionally pays very well. Like, prior to COVID, like, most pros, or the old-time pros that I talked to, they always talked about Alaska. Not only do they pay well, they take care of the... Like, yeah, they get treated like royalty up there.
I mean, I went in, what was that, 19?
19, 18 or 19 you were up there.
And that was, I mean, yeah, they paid everything, and they put us up in a hotel.
Yeah. I think that
the hotel didn't have AC, and it was like 110
degrees that day. Yeah, that was 2019, and then the sun never goes down, so.
Yeah, that was.
It's always light, it's 100 degrees, and it actually, I think it gets hotter inside the building, because that's how Alaska buildings are made, is to get the heat in.
Oh, like geothermal. It's called geothermal.
Dude, totally.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's.
Well, yeah, he lives in Sweden.
Sweden.
So.
Is it Sweden?
Sweden.
Sweden, yeah.
Sweden.
It's all right. It's all right, you know?
So far.
I'm doing
so
all right.
You're very cultured.
I am very cultured. Very My wife cultured. Is European.
Yeah.
What other countries have you been to?
Not really that many. I mean, I've been to a lot of the Nordics. Really, the only ones I've really spent time in would be Sweden, Denmark, Scotland, Canada, U.S. But, yeah.
And when are you moving over there officially?
Probably sometime next year, I'll be moving over there full time. So I gotta get a blue and yellow kilt.
There you go.
Start representing Sweden.
Are you trying to go like full citizenship?
Eventually, yes. Yeah. I will get residency, so I can live there full time, and then I'm gonna get to be able to work. My work is a physical therapist. So hopefully by the end of the next year, I'm over there and working full time, and then in 5 years I can get citizenship.
Do they allow dual citizenship?
They do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They do, yeah. Cool. So maybe I'll be able to, represent Sweden. Maybe bring some Highland Games to Sweden eventually.
Go.
There's a lot of throwers over there.
Yeah.
There's some interest.
Yeah, there's some interest.
And I'm selling the games hard, man. Like, I'm like, oh, you think track is, soul-crushing? Do something fun, like the Highland Games.
It's also soul crushing.
It is, but you can drink beer while you do it.
So
true.
I'm okay with geography, but how far are you from, like, from Scotland, from Belgium, so like Glenn, Netherlands?
Two-hour flight, maybe?
It's probably 2 hours. The flight's not bad. I'm, where I'm at, I have to take, like, a train for, like, 2 or 3 hours to get to Copenhagen, and then it's a really cheap flight over to Scotland.
Okay.
So my future...
You live, like, deep in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really not... Sweden is really long. It's really far north.
You don't live in, like, the Arctic Circle or anything.
No, it's southern Sweden, but it's, like, it's still... It's a huge... It's a big country. It's a surprisingly big country.
Yeah.
But my future in the Highland Games is going to be a lot of Scotland.
Yeah.
And hopefully still coming over to the U.S. every year for a couple games. But, yeah.
That's, I mean, Scott.
I remember my first beer, Jamie.
Yeah, yeah, thank God, too.
Jamie's over here spilling beer on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
On my jeans.
It's a rental.
It's a rental.
Oh, no, he just pissed himself.
Yeah. Oh, my God, they're going to take a drink, and I messed my head right.
Ah, shit. He's got weak grip, guys.
Can't hold on to it. I thought Scots could drink, but I guess
they get pissy drunk. Yeah, it turns out.
Drank since we stoked up bloody.
So, Aaron, what are you going to do when Russia invades Sweden?
When Russia invades Sweden...
You gonna fight for them?
I'm probably gonna learn Russian, dude.
Okay. All right, real pacifist.
It's probably a good plan.
Well, I know your feelings on communism.
I'm a pacifist, bro.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they've got some solid ideas, okay?
Yeah, hey.
All I'm saying is it can't be that bad.
It's just trade-offs, dude. It's just trade-offs.
Yeah, trade-offs. No solutions, only trade-offs.
Yeah.
Oh, is it
my
AC?
I got two, yeah.
Oh.
It's
AC. AC's out.
Yeah. Oh, mine's I got too. Yeah.
Wow.
There's the big guy.
Oh,
he's got all the big guy.
Beautiful.
The big guy.
Hell of a host, dude. He's got beer and candy.
Eat my twat. You got beer and candy? I was just about to
and
see if I need to go.
Fruit snacks.
Get my beer out of my room.
Bring some more beer.
All right. I'll be back. All
right.
Let me steal some candy.
Say hi.
Do a sound effect.
Hello.
Edit that out.
Hey. Do his bumper music.
Put that in your ASMR.
Do that. Put that in your ass.
Fuck you guys. All
right, well, that was Colin Dunbar, and
the life of the party.
So we need to have any conversation you guys want to actually have. We need to get out of the way before.
Right now.
Got to talk shit about Colin. God, if he starts training, he's gonna beat me. That sucks.
Well, yeah.
But he won't. Hey, the good news is he won't. So
he won't.
So there you go.
Yeah, he won't.
The problem with Colin was, you know, when he got into the games, he was training at the Olympic Training Center, still trying to go to
Olympic.
So he was training every day with a strength coach and throwing, maybe not Highland Games every day, but throwing every day.
Yeah.
And then he jumps into the games and all of a sudden he's, you know, top five.
Yeah.
And then he gets a big boy job and stops training and all of a sudden.
Dude, it is really hard working full time and trying to train.
Falls off a little.
Anything. I mean, I'm lucky. I guess I'm kind of lucky. Well,
I mean, it probably helps as well being 6'8" and still being able to.
I'm lucky.
Stoned over 50 foot, you know what I mean?
But I mean, I'm lucky too. I'm unemployed and homeless, so I have no responsibility. And it didn't help. It didn't help me throw that much further this year. So yeah.
I can't stay out of prison.
If you're actually unemployed, why don't you just try?
There 5 days a week.
I was.
My current schedule.
And I kind of. I hate the term overtraining, but it's so easy to just like do a little too much because it's so fun, you know. And so I had a lot of time. My wife is throwing discus, so.
Oh, I didn't know
good
that.
Facilities. Nice. Yeah.
She still throws, right?
Still throws. I think she's got another year, maybe another two, maybe another 3 years. You know, we'll see.
Really.
But yeah, she's been doing well. She's thrown 59 meters in disc, and so pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good because, you know, I'm with somebody that understands the addiction of throwing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd you meet her?
We both went to University of Arizona together.
Okay.
Arizona State.
Yeah. Hey, Gate. Nothing against the Sun Devils, man. Nothing against the Sun Devils.
See, he's too fucking nice.
We're just trying to beat Oregon, dude. We're just trying to beat Oregon, right? We don't like Oregon.
We're not even in their conference anymore, so.
Yeah. What the hell? What the hell's going on with that?
I know, I saw a picture of ASU posted. You know, they had their first game this week, and they posted like. The Big 12 logo on their field. I was like, that just looks so wrong, dude.
Weird. It's
so
weird.
Wrong.
Yeah, I never felt the rivalry with ASU, at least as throwers. Now, football, I get it. Basketball, I get it. Throwers, we're all...
Yeah, it was always...
Everybody's pretty chill.
Except you and I never spoke for some reason. Like,
no,
we
I'm
never
shy.
Talked to each other.
I'm shy. Well, we only had a year or two of competing with each other.
Yeah, probably, I think, 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Well, we're here now.
Were you in the same college, like...
And we went to rival schools.
Rival schools.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Sun Devil, Wildcat.
Wild pussy. Yeah. But he went. Yeah, his school was about 2 hours away from us. So. Yeah, big, quote unquote, big rivalry, I guess.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I took that shit real serious.
I just talk shit.
I like it. I like it, dude. It helps me. I'm just not very good at talking shit.
Helps you get into that mindset of like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to not like that.
I've been saying it all day. I don't care if it's negative or positive. I just like attention.
Yes. That's solid.
So, yeah.
I get that.
Understood.
I feel like Colin's the...
Please look at me.
Yeah. Big sponge. Life of the party, dude. The crowd loves him.
Yeah.
And like, he's fun to watch. He was looking pretty solid today.
He had a good day.
His lightweight surprised me.
He's 79, right?
For the one time.
Yeah.
I beat him by a quarter of an inch.
That's perfect.
Oh, yeah, you did.
He came up like, fuck. Yeah.
The giant killer reincarnated, literally.
Yeah, you killed a giant today. 79 3/4 inch versus 79.1.
I know. I was like, well.
After Glenn, it was really tight.
There was
a lot.
81 with your last throw?
80, I think it was like 7 inches.
87 and a half for you, yeah.
So I got ahead of that really tight pack, but man, we were bunched up.
Yeah.
Right there, right?
Competitive sport.
That was pretty good.
I legit thought John. Third. I thought he was going to jump me with his last throw, and I wasn't going to.
John?
Jump. Yeah.
You never know John because he just has this thing called horsepower.
Yeah.
And it sucks, and I hate it.
I mean, I've seen him go 90, so like, I know he can do it.
Yeah.
Dude, third place today, though. 86, 2 3/4 on the lightweight. Yeah. Third place.
That was Glenn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was another 80, and then there was that slug of
79.
We had 79.1, 78.8.5, 79 3/4, and 80 and 7.5. I mean, that's just That's it. Tight. This whole group that's, this weekend that, though
more,
was
I think that's more competitive than Worlds was. I mean, there was a
Worlds. That was like
that was legit. Like,
did you have four? Did four three? Well, you had the same top four here as you had at Worlds.
Yeah,
everybody went over 80 play, there yeah. as well, but
no,
I threw terrible. I was like 76 or something. I just
okay.
No, because I
in the humidity and buggered me like.
Because I threw 90 and I'm pretty sure John threw like 88 or 89. Like,
he was 89 or 80.
Yeah, he was right behind me, like inches okay. behind me.
Yeah.
And then it was I think Glenn had broken 80. I think he was like 80 yeah. what 83 maybe 84.
Then you had Lauren. Alex was in about it too.
Yeah. Going beer
damn,
everywhere.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Jamie Gunn, alcohol
my shorts
abuse. Alcohol abuse, Jamie Gunn.
Hey, well, since you're in there.
No, yeah, I got you.
You need to top this guy off.
I don't fuck that.
He's throwing his on the ground.
I only have a 12-pack, so if y'all want more beer.
Well, I got some.
I did say BYOB.
We got a lot more in our room.
I did bring my own beat.
I didn't want to be late. I came directly here.
Well, I appreciate that.
I was going to buy something and Aaron told me, no, Kyle.
We got a couple clusters downstairs.
I don't want to leave you hanging, you know?
I didn't know if anyone was coming.
If you tell me a time, I will be there.
I just imagined you up here talking to the thing yourself.
If no one showed up, I was going to start recording
Mike Beachin' It.
Recap.
Mike Beachin' It, scrolling Nazgut.
What's that?
Did you read your sponsorships yet? Did we do our commercials?
What sponsors?
You just got to make them up, dude. If you make them up, they'll come.
You got to get Brian Shaw in a bit there.
My sponsor is Jamie Gunn.
Uh-huh.
Hey!
This is going to get full in here. Oh,
we got a lot of people coming in.
Dude,
I invited more than that.
This will be quality podcast content. With 14 people. I'm out.
What's that? This is just
now is the time to promote your business to... huge audience.
So,
what are you doing?
I'm taking this.
I'm going to take this.
Yeah.
We got Emily and Matt Adams. We got Garrett Blatnick. We got three-time world champion. And the biggest douchebag in the room, John Van Buren.
Yep, that's true. He's pretty, though.
I take that towel 10 times out of 10.
Biggest douchebag in the world. How was your day overall, or your weekend overall?
Wasn't as good as Worlds. It was good. I'll take it every day of the week, but
yeah.
Hammers is always the big thing.
Well, all of us were, you know, peaking for Worlds, so.
It's hard to hold on to that.
It is.
I'm like, I don't want to do anything after Worlds.
Real slippery snake.
Did you just ask how do we peak for a game?
How do you peak for a game?
Yeah.
See, you don't do anything before that.
You don't do
six
games
to you.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm.
You rest like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks beforehand.
That's
still
yeah. fine.
See, Vlad said he was going to rest so that he could peak for Worlds this year, and then he tore his shit open the week before.
Yeah,
or I don't know what he was doing.
Well, he's doing something wrong.
Yeah. He might be. Get better, Vlad.
Yeah, what the hell, Vlad? You're like literally out there throwing and then
okay.
just don't show up.
I said get better as in get well, not like get better as in like
perform
better.
Get well soon, Vlad.
He threw into games like 3 weeks ago and he said he was feeling good and then.
That was last week.
Less than 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah,
I think it was last week.
It was recent.
I got two bags
up
under this.
Thank you.
He said, am I back? Don't have the answer to that question.
Obviously not.
And they ended up in the ER.
And Castle just deuced in my room. Appreciate that.
Upper Decker.
No, I asked him why he wasn't showing up, and he said he wasn't ready. And I was like, your posts say otherwise. If you're hitting 18-7 in WAB and 140s, one high night, one teens, and hammers,
yeah,
you're pretty ready.
Probably ready.
You know, if that's Washington.
Unless.
Don't spill your beer.
Would have done okay.
I'm kind of. Yeah. How's American beer taste?
About 3 months.
Pissy.
He wouldn't know if he's spilling it on
drink.
Yeah. Because it tastes that shit.
It looks
like
piss. I pissed
yourself.
I know.
Yeah,
I went to speak in a way.
Yeah. You know, for a while. So. Hopefully, this is the last one. We're hoping.
You know.
Yeah.
So Garrett, when was the last time you were over 18 and 1?
Earlier this year, I threw Wilmington.
Oh, okay.
Back in June.
Nice.
I've hit 18 like once a year for the past like I don't know several years, except for 2020.
What made you throw over 18? This
smelling salts, probably.
I just had the.
So all right, time out.
I just want to say glory to God. All right. I just want to say all glory to God. I just had to execute. You know,
he survived the smelling salts in order, in spite of the smelling salts trying to kill him.
Oh, we're going there with it. Okay. So, he was talking about something different.
No, I don't know. I don't know what were you going to say?
Not the smelling salts. What were you? Jamie was saying I had to pull 18 out of my ass to beat him, which I did. But then, yeah, y'all fucking almost killed me with smelling salts.
I was all in the smelling salts.
I'll send you the clip, Kyle, of him recovering from it.
Well, no, I watched firsthand him hyperventilating.
I couldn't breathe.
Hey, he was staggering. Up to the 56. Where am I?
You still got it.
What day is it? But he got it.
So John goes and gets his smelling salt for the rest of the group.
Because I cleared 18 right away.
Yeah. He goes and gets the smelling salt for the rest of the group. And I think what happened, so he chucked them.
I threw it at you, yeah.
From like, what, like 60 yards?
Yeah, it was a perfect pass. It was a dime. Spiral.
But I used them and they were fine. I guess you told him.
Well, So I shit you not. It was like 3 hours earlier this morning. I was like, I'm dead, dude. I gotta have something. And I was like, let me pull my smelling salts. And I put my nose in the bottle. And I'm like, these are dead. Like these are.
He forgot to breathe in though.
They're gone. My nose is in the bottle. And so I threw my you. I'm like, these are dead. Take a whiff. And like, you opened them up. You cracked it. And you're like, oh. And I'm like, are you being a little bitch? Like, these are dead. What are you talking about? Nick did the same thing. And then you know, then you almost died.
I walk up. And you go, they're dead. And Kyle, you're standing next to John, and you don't say shit.
I didn't hear your fault.
Kyle, you were fucking next to him.
And then after you almost died,
been holding hands, like you were, and it wasn't like it was loud. It was pretty dead silent. Nobody was really throwing. And you walks up and he goes, oh, they're dead. And I go, okay. And I cracked open that bottle, and I've smelled smelling salts for 10 years. So I was like, dead smelling salts. I put my nose in the bottle. I inhaled for a solid 2 or 3 seconds, and then realized that they were live. And then my brain was bleeding. And then when I got it away from my nose, I couldn't breathe. And I looked at both of you, and you both were kind of looking at me like, you were like, hey, I thought you were joking. And like, I'm looking at you, and I'm like, I can't breathe. I can't even inhale. I was without breath for 15 seconds, looking at both of you with my eyes wide, going, oh no, I need a BMT.
Apparently,
he was in respiratory distress.
And then finally, I got breath out, and then I was like, fuck you, John, why would you do that to me?
And then he goes and rips 18 out of his asshole.
Yeah, nailed it. You nailed it.
Beautiful. Bro.
I smelled
beautiful.
It after that. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
These are all.
So I think that
this
six,
is when we knew that Garrett was full shit.
Me throwing him across the
way. Oh my god, that 60 yard bomb.
It was so aggressive. God, that was tough. Oh,
the
no,
tears
my
in my
nose.
Eyes said differently.
Let me rip a PR.
Not a PR, right?
What is your
PR? Not a PR. 183 is my PR. Okay.
Not a PR, Colin.
Not a PR. 2 inches under. Okay.
That's.
But I was dead before, and then I smelled salt, and they hurt my face, and my brain was bleeding, and then I threw 2 inches under my PR. So.
Look at you know. He's having such a bad time.
You're really good at impressions.
Spot on here.
It's like, these were good.
I live in Memphis. I make pizza and my brain's bleeding.
My brain's bleeding.
But I threw 18 feet. So.
I did.
Yeah.
You fucking nailed it.
Where were you?
I was live.
Coming from the guy who used to also throw 18 all the time, what happened today?
Keyword, also.
Wait, what?
You have no excuse.
That's a keyword.
You and I are already almost at 18 feet, so it's like you should
be
able to.
Yeah, you don't have an excuse.
I know.
What is your excuse?
Colin's trying his best, guys.
Time out.
Okay. Life's hard.
We already had a conversation on what the problem was before you came back. So.
Oh, my problem.
Yeah.
We talked a lot of shit about you when you left the room. We talked shit about everybody.
It's not a complicated problem. The problem was that was leading into the start of my professional career, right? So like 18, 19, I was training as a professional
Olympic
track and field athlete.
Wait, you did track and field?
Oh, weird, right?
What?
So I was training at that point, especially in 18, like I was training at the Olympic Training Center. I was training 5 days a week plus weird shit on weekends.
And now you have to be an adult.
And then I was like, oh, weird. It was like the start of 2020, like the training center was like, we're cutting funding for anyone who doesn't live on site. So like all I had was training. I didn't have travel funding. I was like, oh fuck, I had to like start figuring out a real job.
Home Depot.
And that, well, that was with Home Depot.
Oh, okay.
Home Depot was not a real job, okay?
You got a lot of flowers.
I killed a lot of it was
cost
honestly,
them a lot
was,
of money.
It was depressing how many plants I just threw away. Not by my choice, okay?
They got watered on time.
Don't get it twisted. I didn't choose to throw the plants away. I was tasked with throwing them away.
False.
I'm a plant fucking murderer.
Anyway, those plants had it coming.
So, anyway, yeah. 2020, I'm like, all right, I got to figure out. Okay. Like, I got to start adulting, unfortunately. I'm 31 years old. It's time to adult. Terrible fucking time and place to do it. But so I got a real job, and then COVID hit, and then, like, training and everything went to shit. I was able to figure out shit through 21 because we had trials, and that was the only thing keeping me mildly motivated, and then I broke my elbow, and then I was like, everything can go to shit. And then, like, 2 years later, they were like, oh, no, Highland Games are back. And I'm like, I'm not ready. No.
Wait, you broke your elbow?
Yeah, I broke my elbow. Yeah.
Doing like, what?
Yeah.
I was riding a bird scooter.
There you go.
I was being super athletic, super responsible.
You could have made it something real bad.
I was not drunk riding down a hill. To be fair, it had nothing to do with my drinking or the scooter.
Just to be clear.
It was mostly the hill's fault.
It was the hill's fault. I hit a pothole at night.
The damn city, not fixing their potholes.
I blame the city.
Marijuana is the devil.
Pacific Beach, City Council, you owe me.
You elbow.
You fucks. So then I just continued to adult and like get promotions and just not really care about training as much. And then in the process of that, my back said, oh, you're not going to train? We're going to revolt. So I spent an entire year with everything I did, my back hurt. If I sat, my back hurt. If I stood, my back hurt. If I threw, my back hurt.
That's really weird because I trained for a year and I felt great after. I didn't train for a year and I felt great afterwards.
Yeah, no, I tried to do what you did and it didn't work. It was the complete opposite effect. It was like, yeah, I'm going to take some. I watched 6 consecutive fucking Highland Games athletes say, I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to heal myself. And I was like, that sounds dumb and smart. I'm going to try it. Didn't fucking work. Not even a little bit did it succeed for me.
But now you're coming back.
And now I'm in the process of
it's a cumber.
Not be a fucktard.
Yeah. It looked good.
Again, it's a process.
It's on the upside. Yeah,
I would win some A-comps again, you know?
What's your stone PR?
Lifetime is 57 and change.
And just for the record, he opened up at 43 today.
I think that was a miss mark.
They marked him short. I saw it.
It was solid 44.
Yeah, I told him.
I thought it was farther than that, dude.
I swear to God, they read the tape wrong. I looked at it and I was like, that's 47. Cool. 42 feet. I'm like, you look at me! I saw 47 on the tape!
Yeah, I thought
and I was like, 42? He's like,
yeah. He looked at you dead in the eye. I was like, yes.
I was like, I saw 47, okay? Listen. Hence the next two throws, 47, 48, okay? Okay? Okay, still not good.
Jack, if you're listening, you were probably right.
There's no bobbin.
Invite me back.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go back.
Think about it this way. My opening ever first games ever throw was 52 feet. Granted, the stone's heavy. 18 pounds.
Yeah. This is a heavy stone. It's a tough stone.
Yeah.
It's a sucky stone.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
I still beat half of the group today.
You did.
What was the lowest stone throw?
The what?
Probably mine.
The lowest finishing person.
That was me, I think, 41, 42.
See, my first one was still me.
Now I just feel bad, because I'm over here talking shit about his 43, and he's like, yeah, I think 42.
Yeah, solid throw. PR.
Yeah. It really do be like that sometimes. Hey. Though, you know, it really do be.
Hey, 18-pound stone, man, that's hard.
See,
the way it sits on your neck too, a little.
Yeah, it's got that like little point on one side.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my god,
it's a ghost.
Drop the door.
Anyway,
let them all in.
Yeah. I mean, we got how many?
Open borders.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people in this room right now.
That makes a great podcast.
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows somebody makes door too.
People like listening to people trying to talk over other people.
Everybody knows exactly who's talking at any given point.
Yeah. No, I think this is going to be a terrible
said
podcast.
Pun.
I do.
Because at one point there was four conversations.
I'm something different.
Yeah.
So, no. What?
But we all got quiet to listen to Colin talk.
Colin had good story. Yeah.
Colin's a good story, Carol.
Yeah.
And we could have like long periods of awkward silence.
I can edit those out. That's easy.
That's
no,
easy.
I think that would help.
You think you should
win.
Keep it in, dude.
Yeah.
To be organic.
Just stay. You know what? You know what really makes a Highland Games?
What?
The awkwardness.
Well, yeah.
I don't think between us.
You weren't supposed to talk.
Shut the fuck up. Guys, I'm with the goddamn
I don't think it would your button down.
Boo, John Van Buren, boo.
And this
boo.
Is the other part.
We had Emily Adams show up to our podcast and then just sat quietly and is now leaving.
I like to observe, make judgment, and leave.
She wants ice cream, though.
I want ice cream.
That sounds good. One of the most animated on the field doesn't say a word in a podcast.
Garrett, what all do you do?
What do you not do, my dog?
I know, I'm just going to get into here.
Tell me how you evade taxes.
Yeah. I do not.
Sorry.
I'm a law-abiding citizen, ladies and gentlemen.
You can do tax deductions like donating to Highland Games.
Sure, that's good. That's a good way to get out of paying taxes.
But you got nonprofits. There's some nonprofits that you can donate across the...
I
like it. I'm in.
Garrett told me earlier about all the... fucking ABCs that he's a part of. He's got an LLC and an ABC and a DBC and a
BBC. And a BBC.
He's definitely got a couple of BBWs if he's living in Memphis.
I got a CCW.
I own some commercial real estate. I own 4 restaurants, a gym. I have a ghost kitchen. My restaurants are called X-Lines Pizza. They've been in Memphis for 50 years. I brought the company in 2021. And then I opened up, and I just started last year. I started a virtual kitchen, ghost kitchen called Get Baked. It's a baked potato company that sells out of my restaurants on DoorDash and all that stuff. So
he consulted me, the Idahoan, before.
Yeah,
he
it makes sense.
So
expert, basically.
Should have consulted
potato expert
for sale on
Castle.
Store.
Apparently,
Washington
is a bigger exporter of potatoes.
Yeah, but they're not as good. They're not as good. They're shit potatoes.
Oh, okay.
You would say that.
Okay, Mr. Potato.
Listen, what's Washington known for? Not potatoes.
So Ghost Kitchen is what I'm trying to build is a marketable brand that they would pay me to have the Ghost Kitchen in their kitchen. They'd pay me for the recipe, the name, the branding, and they just have to make potatoes in kitchen. That's what you see, like a lot of like Firebirds. I know Red Robin did it. Chili's has done it. They all have different Ghost Kitchens out of their kitchen.
I saw something on Instagram about that. Like Denny's runs like 10 different.
Yeah.
DoorDash only or delivery only options out of their kitchen. They're all different restaurants, different franchises, but they're all run out of a Denny's kitchen.
There's a place by my house called Crave that does that. You get like Mr. Beast Burgers and like 3 different
Mr.
restaurants
Beast,
on the
one
place.
So I could.
It's a real thing.
I could technically do that, and I've talked to my wife, but she doesn't like the idea. So I thought about like taking. Hey, whatever. My business partner/wife.
Life partner.
My life partner.
Yeah.
Jerry's a good dude. I could take apart my menu and have like a pizza restaurant. I could have a burger restaurant. Like I could take all the different parts and spread it out.
Create
so it,
your
it
own
takes, it
off
takes
the
a,
same.
Yeah, but it takes more space up on the Uber Eats app. So when you're scrolling through and you see something like Get Baked and you're a pothead, that's what people love. People love
it. It's the markability.
But I'm just a big dumb idiot, so
then you turn around and you donate to the Highland Games.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take away from the fact that he's a big dumb idiot.
No, it doesn't. It makes me a bigger
dumb idiot. It's like, hey, I want to donate to an event that I can only pretend to participate in.
Did I hear that you donated the money for the challenge caper?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. To end up not in the qualifying for the challenge caper. To not have an opportunity to make his money back.
Dude, I almost died.
But also in the running to potentially make it into the running to make his money back. So
I almost died.
He almost died.
I almost died today. Almost died.
Near death experience.
Yeah.
Poor K, Maria.
Couldn't breathe. Respiratory distress is a laughing matter, Colin.
It is when you fucking smell salt.
But it's a funny video.
There's a guy in this room right now that has respiratory distress sitting on his nightstand over there.
That's yours. Oh, wait.
There are two of them.
Yes, this room has two CPAPs. Yeah.
Kyle needs two CPAPs. That's what I just... One for each nostril.
To be fair, I mean, I'll sell this on a podcast. I have slept with Kyle before.
We have also slept in the same room.
Take it how you want.
Any of us.
This motherfucker snored like a goddamn bulldozer. Like you would have thought you were on a fucking gold mining in the Klondike. Like,
I have also a diesel engine started up. And fucking, I have also slept with Kyle, and he had a CPAP on.
Has anybody else?
The biggest fantastic.
Other than Kyle, has anybody roomed with Colin? No. Do you think he snores?
I don't know.
Look at him.
Probably.
Yes. No.
You have to.
No. No. He sleeps like an angel.
Magic.
Yeah.
He's a good roommate.
Time out. His mother, though.
Oh.
Louder. I didn't sleep with his mother, so.
You should. It's a great time. But no.
Lots of wisdom. Lots of wisdom experience.
Louder than me, though. She kept me awake in Scotland.
A good friend.
To clarify, you fucking perverts, Kyle and I and my mom did a 2-week trip through Scotland, and all three of us ended up sleeping in very separate beds, but the same room.
And then you pushed them together.
Yeah. Harry Hancock's family suite, which was three tiny ass beds in a room.
He didn't sleep in there too, did he?
No, but I definitely caught him looking through the door crack.
Yeah, I mean, did he open up the door and watch me?
Nobody
sleep?
Really slept that night.
I'll never know because I was asleep. Wink, wink. But yes, my mom snores also like a water buffalo. Long story short, it was miserable.
Her wanting to go
family trips. So like, I'm an only child. My mom is a single mother. So like, family trips were me and my mom. So like, we'd sleep in a hotel room. We'd go on a cruise ship. Like, we'd sleep in the same room. Miserable, absolutely miserable. Mom's a lovely lady. Snores like a fucking water buffalo. Not the business.
So how much did you sleep when we were in Scotland?
Not much.
Kyle and I got there, we got there, like, by the time we got to our original hotel /B&B, was, like, maybe 8 or 9. We literally had enough time to, like, check in, put our shit in the room, and then it was time for bed. We slept till 5 o'clock, not the next morning, the next night. Woke up in time. I think Kyle woke up at one point to, like, take a walk for, like, 30 minutes, went back to bed, never awoke. like 5:30.
Oh yeah.
In that, like at night, woke up, went and had dinner because it was obviously the only thing available at the time. Went back to bed by like before 9, and then our first games was the next day. So we slept again from like 8 or 9 to like 4 o'clock the next morning.
I bet your back felt lovely.
Oh my God. I mean, I honestly slept like a fucking dream. I was so surprised, but in the span of 48 hours, we slept for, or maybe 36 hours, probably. We slept for like 28 of them.
It was.
Pretty good deal.
Wild.
Sounds amazing. And then we had a 4-hour drive.
And then a 4-hour drive, and then a 5-game back-to-back series. So, like, we went to one, 3 hours out, compete, 3 hours back. Next game, an hour out, an hour back.
I learned my lesson after the doubleheader at Worlds, so I'm like, I can't fucking do that.
See, but that's the thing, I don't know what the difference was. Like, the doubleheader at Worlds,
I was burnt out. I was like, I can't do this.
Montreal sucked, but like in Scotland, for some reason, like the next day was just as good, and then the day after that was just as good.
Doesn't make sense.
It didn't make sense at all.
I threw better on the Sunday than I did on the Saturday.
Doesn't make. I felt like a complete pile of shit on Sunday.
We didn't just do that once or twice. We did 4 games in a row. Each game, we had to be up and out of the Airbnb by, like, no later than 6 a.m. Yeah. And the only short drive we had was the last games of that trip, which was a 30-minute drive. Other than that, it was a 3.5 or almost 4-hour drive out and back, like, each way, out and back.
Well, yeah, we had to go all the way to Sky,
yeah,
and then back. We and went all the way up to Loch Inver. That was a 4-hour drive.
Yep. And then, like, the 2 short drives were, one was an hour and a half and an hour and a half back, and the other one was 30 minutes back. That was the only close one. It was Nethy Bridge. And then after that, we drove from fucking, basically, Inverness to Edinburgh. Like, that was our
next. Where?
Edinburgh.
No.
There you go.
Edinburgh.
No. Edinburgh.
Give us a lesson.
That's French.
Edinburgh.
Mile, we got drunk, and then we stayed there again. We did it again. We got drunk again.
Well, yeah.
I threw like a bag of dicks on Sunday. I don't know how you
do
that.
That's what we did. Yeah, we got, why do you think it's called the Royal Mile? We did everything, yeah.
You did the whole mile.
There's a lot of whiskey drinking in the middle, or whiskey shops in the middle. That we did not go to, but what do you want to say, Garrett?
What year did y'all go, and how did y'all place in those events? Like, who'd y'all throw against?
2019, it was the summer of 2019. Okay. It was basically August.
Keep it about the games.
It was, most of the games was like, you know, me, Colin, Kyle, Vlad, Jamie was there at a couple of them.
Yeah.
Like, the consistent group was me and Kyle, Vlad had, like, I think 2 or 3 training partners at the time that he had, like, traveling with him. So they were at every games. I honestly don't know if we had a games that they weren't there.
Yeah.
So it was like, we were supposed to do 5 games in a row, then we were supposed to have a week off and do one more. One games got rained out, which was interesting considering it rained every single day we were in Scotland. We had absolutely beautiful weather in Scotland, and at some point every day it rained. Whether it was a sprinkle in the morning, a downpour in the afternoon, raining all night, whatever it was, like, it rained at some point every single day, and it was absolutely beautiful weather.
I mean, we placed pretty well. Like, I won a few, you won 1 or 2.
We were in, like, individual events. We were in essentially the top 3 or at least the top 5.
Except for Hammers. I was never in the running at Hammers.
When were you hot on Hammers? Is that 21 or 22 or something?
That was like 6 months ago.
I've never really hot on Hammers. I had 1 or 2 games that, like, I would have them pop, but, like, I never felt like I was able to consistently throw Hammer well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just remember he was like a 110, 140 guy. I don't know why those numbers were in my head.
I've hit 140 in my life, and that was actually my first year as an amateur. That's because I was literally throwing at Prescott.
Oh, you throwing Prescott?
The hill was freaking...
It's so steep there.
Oh, my God.
She's telling me about that game. She's trying to get us to go out there because it's so, like, great. I was like, it's literally...
So let me put it this way. That was my first year as an am.
But you got to stay in the trick.
I threw 146 at that games.
And you're like,
my next best,
go, yeah,
fuck
let's
yeah.
go. Yeah.
My next best that season was like 119. And my PR since then is 136 at Worlds a few weeks ago.
Okay. What was the crazy number you threw Prescott? Was it the lightweight or something?
My lightweight was like 88, which probably would have been like 81 on flat ground. My hammer, I kept hitting the ground because of how steep the hill was. Like when the hill is really steep, it's hard to stay in. So like my weights, I had to go really easy. I think I threw a pretty tough stone, like 62 feet.
I fouled almost every stone put because I was gliding and literally just blowing right out the front because the trig is at just as steep of an angle.
Yeah, you got to half-ass it and hit the finish good, and it goes really far.
Just brave heart.
Yeah.
Well, so wait, the next question is, when can we get our next pro games?
Prescott. Yeah. Get them numbers up, boy.
I mean, you guys can't come, but I'm going to talk to Eddie on this, see if I can make something happen.
Hey, boy.
Eddie, if you're listening.
Eddie Brown.
No, but I was just thinking, when you were in Scotland, when you were at Ballor, at the time, that was actually the farthest I've ever put. I put 52-3 and came 7th.
Yeah, because I won that within 56.
Yeah, even the 22, I put like 43-foot and came like 8. What is going on here? Like?
Ballor was a good one too. That Scott Ryder was there for that one.
Ryder was consistent too.
Yeah, that was one of the Glenfiddich games. So like everybody showed up.
Yeah, you had Lucas. And,
Lucas was at a lot of them too.
Lucas was there. Kyle was sprinkled in through like probably half of them.
Kyle was smart and like actively avoided like where like the two of us and Vlad were going.
I'm gonna go make money elsewhere.
He's like, I'm actually gonna make money doing this.
I mean, that's the crazy part about Scotland. And I'm sure, obviously, it's a no-brainer for the Scottish, but it's like, as an American, you're like, oh, these are, I'm going to go wherever the fuck is available, right? But you don't realize that it's a Wednesday, and there's 6 games going on throughout the country.
On that one day.
On that Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because there's sections.
Jamie, how do I get invited?
You just show up.
Show up. I'm there.
That's the crazier part is like you don't have to be invited.
I'll help you with your counts.
You just have to know when the games are and be there at the start time.
Yeah.
And you sign a waiver and that's
but
the
usually,
end of it.
Yeah, usually it's like 12, 1 o'clock start. So
yeah.
They don't run a full games most of the time too. It's like one stone, one weight, one hammer, and a
waiver. Yeah, on average it's like a 6 event.
That's what I was asking earlier, like how often is it a full games? And what?
I mean,
how big are the classes then?
I think the only.
Depends who's turning up in the day, like.
Yes.
Will they take? Will they take? 15
people.
I mean,
temporary, and we had 22 people.
Yes. They'll take as many as show up.
Yeah, a lot of the time.
A
lot of the time they might go out and put their ski and do it in the ground and say like.
They'll do
a hammer, 110 foot sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, they'll over that, if there's a crazy amount of people, they'll do a hog line, right? So like you have to throw that. Throw passes to get marked.
Okay.
If there's a shit ton of people. But they also do, most games do two sessions. So the morning session is the locals. So they'll have, it's basically the amateur group, right?
Okay.
Or like whoever's, and then but there's money still there.
Yep.
So like the locals have an opportunity at every games to make their own money.
Yeah. Okay.
And then if they're good enough, they'll wait until the open section and try to make, because there's more money for the open.
Okay.
Okay. Jamie, answer this for me. Tell me if this is true. This is Glenn told me this today.
Glenn told me. These are not beers.
Glenn told me that they have certain payouts, and then if a foreigner wins, they'll like cut that payout in half and only give them like half of what that payout is.
No.
That's what Glenn told me today.
No. There is.
Glenn, you're being called out.
Glenn's gonna do.
Don't ever go to a Glenn.
No, just
game
go over.
Glenn
it'll still fight that way. No, but there's. Oh, I know. There's two games, Glenn and Brary. It's split money. So, I don't even know why. You get Scottish money and overseas money. So each event is Scottish and overseas. So. Say the show, but you win. We'll get Scottish money and open money, but you'll just get open money.
Got it.
So we can get.
So there's some games.
So say
double,
we can get. Yeah.
Almost.
So say I come first in the Scottish, second in the open to you. I get, say, 20 pounds or 19 pounds, you might get 10 pounds.
Yeah.
No idea. So, okay. I don't know why.
So there is. So there are some games that pay more to
the
like,
Scottish,
yeah.
So
you're
Scottish
winning,
athletes.
You're winning two classes at one time.
Yeah.
Basically.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
that makes,
well,
that's,
yeah,
that makes
know,
more sense.
Well, no, the way that he made it sound was like, okay, you know, I'm an American. I win this event. They're going to go, oh, an American won this event. I'm going to pull this 20-pound note out.
Well, so,
no,
I mean,
no,
to be fair, we did 5 games in Scotland. I broke the Scottish world record, which...
Quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote. At every event that I went to, not one of those was ever ratified.
Are there
5 field records out there in Scotland that are larger than the world record in Scotland?
It's guaranteed.
Yes.
Like, it's guaranteed. Yeah.
I think the record at the time was...
It's a whole lot, 7, 8...
Well, it's because they have some weird fetish about knockoff bars.
Well, I cleared all of them on knockoff bars too, but I think the record... Well, the record at the time, I think, was 17.
Like
at the time, I had a PR of 18.6.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't have that PR anymore, but I have the PR. Anyway, long story short, every games I went to, I broke it by like 3 inches, right? So I was like, oh, let's go 17.3, 17.6, 79. Let's go, like, by the end of the trip, I was at 18.
Baller, I seen you go 18.
Yeah. No, long story short, if anyone ever has the opportunity to go to Scotland... Do highly recommend it. There's sections of the season where you can compete 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And then there's sections where
awful.
there's nothing happening.
So you
so
don't
you have to plan it accordingly to be there during games weeks.
If you want that many games.
So the two of you went, were you invited by somebody specifically and given an itinerary?
No.
No.
Well, so yeah, Glasgow. So Glasgow
was the only
one.
Gregor
invited us.
We didn't get invited to Glasgow until
we were
already there.
Okay.
Gregor and
we met Gregor Edmonds, and he was like, "Hey, you should come."
Well, no, Dougie's wife.
Oh yeah,
she messaged us. She messaged us on Facebook.
Yeah,
and she was like, "Hey, we heard you're in Scotland. You guys should come to Glasgow." And we were like, oh, sure, we'll come.
Standard.
She's like, okay, cool. We
Standard.
Got you a hotel, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was pretty sweet.
It was amazing.
I got to go hang out. I got to, you know, meet Dougie. And
yeah,
that was my first time meeting Gregor.
I was going to say,
He passed, what, a year later? 2 years?
Yeah. You know, it was...
I've had so much caffeine today.
Like, people obviously knew we were there.
Okay. So the word got out and they wanted to have
you there.
The word
got out pretty quick.
Okay.
That, like, we were there and we were doing well.
There was some guy doing 8 in 30 minutes at bars.
Yeah,
well,
I think it started with Sky, right? Like, I think Kyle broke 1 or 2 field records. I broke 1 or 2 field records. They have this weight.
Oh, yeah.
That's
dumbbell.
It's a fucking lunchbox.
It's like a dumbbell.
It's a 56-pound lunchbox.
I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
Someone posted it earlier this year.
Like your hand is inside the weight.
Inside the weight.
Yeah. Almost like a center mass.
So there's no weighting on this thing. There's no, like, the timing is so different.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Like worse than, like you said, like trying to throw a dumbbell.
Yeah. It's like you're paracleaning a fucking dumbbell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I think the record I broke was... Was it 15.6 or 16.6? Like,
no, 16. I think
16 even. Yeah, like, and I cleared whatever the field record was, and I'm like, hey, do you want to go? Like, do you want to go higher? And I was like, yeah, give me 3 inches. And like,
let me call Scott.
No, we only do 6-inch or 6-inch increments because it's on like a pegboard.
Yeah.
Because it's knockoff bar.
Yeah,
they literally just have. They just have pieces of fucking like balsa wood.
Yeah, right.
They put them up on the sticks, but the nails are in 6-inch increments. So they're like, that's how high we go.
Yeah.
If you want to go up, it's
6 inches. No matter what.
Yeah. And I was like,
I do love that a little bit.
But like, and then you throw the same weight for distance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like your timing with the distance is like there's, you're not waiting on anything. Like as soon as your arm's there, you gotta fucking
throwing a 56 pound discus.
I think like a 35 foot throw is fucking
good.
Really good.
Yeah,
okay.
Really good.
Yeah. I think I threw like 33 and won it by quite a bit.
Well, financially, do you think that a guy goes over for a couple of weeks, does a week's worth of games, like, you're going to be all right?
Well, so that's tough. Like,
It depends.
One, it depends on how well you do. It depends on what games you go to.
Yeah.
And I think, like, for me, the only reason that I was able to make it work financially is because of Glasgow. Because I won Glasgow and came away with £1,000. Most other games, you know, £150 if you have a good day.
Because you're getting paid. You're not. It's not an aggregate score at the end of the day. It's per event.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it might be, if you're lucky, a games might pay you £100 event.
Okay.
But there also might only be 6 events that day. So like max total, you're making £600.
If you win 6 events,
but it's like,
but a lot of it's like, you know, £40 for a week.
Yeah.
And then Vlad's there. Then Kyle Randles is there.
Sure.
It's really easy to take an event that like you could have maybe made $300 or $400 that day and drop it down to $100.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, a few games do overall as well. So you'll a lot of games do one place overall. So you get one place overall. Then
yeah,
a fair amount do three places, but then that's about
But if you set a field record, and a lot of those games, they'll give you whiskey.
We did go to Norway afterwards, and we brought over, between the two of us, we had like 4 bottles of whiskey.
That was left.
Good deal.
That was what we brought from Scotland. We had already killed
Again, Kyle and I were lucky enough that like some of these games we would, like each one of us would set a different field record, right?
Yeah.
So like there were multiple games that each one of us were coming home with 1 or 2 bottles of whiskey.
Nice.
So like over the, you can only, you know, we're traveling, we're doing whatever we gotta do. We're not drinking bottles of whiskey every night, right? So like we're traveling over to Norway with like 2 or 3 bottles a piece of whiskey. Like,
and then we also stopped in duty free and bought cases of beer and smuggled it into the podcast.
Allegedly.
Francis, that didn't happen.
Well, because I had been in Norway the year before, and I told you.
I was like,
we drank the bar dry the first night, so we need to.
Then we're in the pool till like 6 in the morning.
Well, also, like, in FIFOR, everything's covered except for the booze.
Yeah.
And they don't want you to bring your own booze. You're not allowed to, like, go back down the hill and go to the grocery store and go buy shit.
Yeah, you just take your beer.
Yeah.
Boom. But
so we had all that whiskey plus a few cases of beer. It was a good time.
How'd that get here?
Yeah. They biked to the stop that now. The last time I was there, they were like, oh, you're not allowed to take it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think the wifey that owned the place, she kind of got a little bit pissed off. Nobody was buying drink, they were taking their own drink.
Well, so, like, that first year that I was there, we literally drank the bar dry. They were out of beer. 100% out of beer.
I think, yeah.
And then they closed the bar down at like, you know, 1 in the morning, and we were all like, we're still partying, dude. So we went to the front desk and we bought all the beer that they had behind the front desk, and that lasted us another hour. And then we were like, what the hell?
You ran out.
It was like, we were all like, let's go to the pool at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's
good. Get a break into the pool.
Fucking idea. Remember that? Fuck.
4.8. Nice.
I was in there here.
Go to bed.
I was responsible. Okay.
Weren't you like chugging a bottle of Crown in the pool or something like that?
Responsibly.
Like scotch, okay.
He was wearing a glass around the pool.
He was wearing.
All I remember, someone bought about like a handle of Crown and it was just being passed around the pool for like an hour.
He was wearing a life vest. Like a responsible citizen.
I don't remember.
He checked everybody's IDs
for the pool. Anyway, yeah, to retract, again, highly recommend Scotland. Plan it out accordingly if you want to do multiple games. But it's an amazing opportunity. I think every Highland Games athlete should do it, especially if you're a pro or a high-level A. Like, it's an amazing experience.
Not even that. Like, if you can afford it, just the experience of going and throwing, even if you make zero money.
Yeah.
Right? If you can, obviously, if you can afford it. But, like...
I mean, we were lucky enough that we paid for... almost our entire trip off of our earnings.
I mean, I came home with some cash left.
Yeah, like, I mean, again, like, we were, you know, we were in the top three top five of pretty much everything we're doing. So it's, that's not a, a standard situation, but, and we also did a shit ton of games. We did five or six games inside of 2 weeks.
We did more than that. We did like 7 or 8.
How are you?
No, I was gonna say you'd be like,
Who was driving?
He drove most of the time. Yeah.
Okay.
Old.
I almost hit a curb the first time I drove. Driving on the right side of the car was.
You're not only are you on the wrong side of the road, but you're on the wrong side of the car.
Yeah.
So like your spatial awareness is
zero.
So I had no idea where I was. No idea. Like was making a left turn.
There were multiple times we were on the wrong side of the road, and neither of us noticed for about a minute. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
we're like, oh, wait, why is there a car coming?
Also, like, once you do get used to it, right, and you're driving on highways and, like, in bigger cities, it's easier. Most things are marked, right? Not a big deal. But then you get used to it, and you're driving on these fucking back roads going into
narrow roads.
You're in the north of Scotland, right? You're in the Highlands, and like, first of all, it's absolutely beautiful. So like, that's what you end up paying attention to. But these roads are single wide, double lane roads.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
With turnoffs every like 100 meters, 150 meters, something like that, right? So like, you just have to hope and pray that someone, and the speed limit, fucking 70, 80, 90.
I never go the speed limit there. I drive like 20 miles below the speed limit.
It's
and then the locals are passing me.
You're expecting me to go 70, 80, 90 kilometers an hour on a road that's like, it's single wide, it's windy as fuck. I've got to hit a turnout every time a car passes.
You're literally playing chicken with every car because it's like, who gets to the turnout first?
We almost
and there's semi trucks like driving on the like on the windy roads.
The closest games we had was 30 minutes for me. That was the one time I thought I was legitimately gonna die, because a bus, a city fucking bus, was coming down the road. Did not give a fuck that I was there. Did not care whatsoever. Barreling down, like tires on the fucking middle lane, coming down at me. I have to turn off the road. I'm literally on the side, like on the dirt on the side of the road so that I don't get hit by this bus. We almost died. The one time we almost died, we're driving 30 minutes to that game.
Scotland the brave.
But I mean, again, the people there are fucking amazing. Every pub you stop in is fun. The food's...
It also seemed like...
Not seasoned.
At least for us, it seemed like, you know, everybody loved that we were there. So like, anytime we'd like, you know, after a games, you know, we'd walk into the pub right next to the field and like everybody would be buying us beer. And it was a lot of,
I think we helped honestly to, you know, to our own horn a little bit, but I think we did help with the Scottish American like Highland Games transition. Like we helped bridge that gap a little bit, because there was a lot of Scottish athletes before that said, oh, anyone who comes over here from America, they're all on gear, they're all on juice, like they're all fucking blah blah blah. And I'm like, and Kyle and I come over and we're like, we're just fucking here.
What's your cycle?
People in this world.
Yeah.
Need drugs.
Yeah, lots of minidoxidil for his hair.
Yeah. We've got shots. Shots.
Christine.
2024 Pleasanton champion of the women's division.
Snuck her way in here. She's been here for like...
Snuck in here real quiet.
20 minutes.
What?
What's that weird toe footsie you're doing over there?
So,
Idaho took over today.
Idaho fucking crushed.
Idaho.
We got creamed potatoes everywhere.
You are the hoe.
Idaho. How you feeling, Christine?
John.
You look like you're feeling pretty good. Can you open your eyes?
Please.
Listen, my mom also has this problem.
Yeah, sure.
Blink twice if you want.
You look really...
Everybody has that problem.
You can't tell it,
I mean. Can we turn this lamp
set? So how did your weekend go overall? Come get in closer.
Closer.
Come on.
Come on the kick drum.
Come on.
I don't know what that means.
Scooch.
You guys ever heard of Come on the Kick Drum?
Never heard of it.
It's from a show.
Is it from the Step Brothers?
It's from somebody. It's like a real thing. internet, look it up. Come on the kick drum.
That's getting cut. Anyways,
that's a real thing. That's rude. Fucks.
Is there any water?
Yeah. No.
In exchange for me giving you my mushroom drink today.
Are you mushroom drink?
Yeah, she
gave him shroom.
I'm over there like literally. To try and throw all I'm thinking about is trying to.
Give me a cream pie.
cream pie, please.
All I'm.
I didn't know you.
Yeah, I want to.
Oh no!
Oh yeah.
The last two. Oh no!
I don't want to take the last one.
I don't want that.
Sorry, YouTube.
All of a sudden, you don't want a cream pie.
No.
Weird.
I'll take your cream pie.
We watching?
I hate that. I hate that sound.
ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah, I'm over here, literally thinking about
ass to mouth.
No.
Cream pies.
Trying to set a world record. And I'm like, I have no, like, my mouth is so dry.
I'm big thirsty boy.
Thirsty.
He was looking around for something, and I had a water bottle, and he's like, can I have water? And I was like, I popped the lid off, and it like went flying, and I was like, it's mushroom water. And
he was like, what? The fuck?
He was like, yeah, it's mushroom powder, and it's good for you. And he was like, okay.
Like the fun kind of mushroom?
No, like an immunity. Lion's mane.
I took a little sip.
No,
I took a little
like
sip, wet my whistle, and I gave it back. She's like, do you want to finish it? I was like, no. I'm good.
You want the grains at the bottom?
Is that mud water?
No, it's not mud water.
Okay,
but is it like the same idea?
Do you know who Paul Stamets is?
No.
He's like...
I don't generally know
He
people.
Has a company called Host Defense, and they like do lab mushrooms, and they make blends. So like for immunity blends and things like that.
Doesn't make it sound any more legit. It seems like you gave mushrooms.
Anyways,
I'll tell you.
Christine!
Oh, you like a bit of
the How did your weekend go?
It was consistent. Very much fun.
One conversation.
Cows. Sorry.
Christine is talking.
Christine, you have the floor.
You can speak up, too.
You can speak loud, yes.
My voice
Say
does not
chest.
Do well.
Say with your chest, boy.
Doesn't do
you
very
just
well after, gets water, after games because I'm screaming the whole time. So it doesn't get much louder.
Sure. All right.
Sure.
Fair.
Thank you.
As long as I scream over there.
ASMR whisper.
How well came that thing here?
Yeah, pretty well. Like, it's pretty good.
How are your throws?
They weren't that great, honestly.
But you won.
78 feet in lightweight.
Did
you set, like...
The weight that, like, it, like, canceled itself out. And I was like,
that's pretty good.
Go?
That's
it was,
good,
we threw a different lightweight this year. Did you guys throw that yellow one? Because we usually throw a pink one that Sean threw on the news thing.
The one that we throw, too, it's like the... Looks almost like a weird bullet, right?
No, that's our heavy...
But
it,
the shape is the
no,
same, right?
Light,
or no?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's pink, though.
It's pink.
Aaron and Garrett are leaving us. Okay, so like I said, this one ends rather abruptly. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast, episode 2, with myself, Colin, and Danny. Will be out next week. But I really hope you enjoyed this. I really enjoyed doing it, and I'm excited to continue making more. But thank you again. And we'll see you next week.